Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, black power, black power, black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. Happy to be able to broadcast and talk to you live. That's right, live once again from the hails and the smells of North America. I always count this a privilege. I count this a pleasure. I count this a joy and an honor, an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you from this platform that I call and that we call and consider Black Power Radio. Special Black Power out there to you who is taking your time to tune in tonight, or if it's daytime, in the daytime. But special Black Power to you who is listening to us. And we are happy to be able to send you the greetings of peace of Assalamu Alaikum and Hotep and Shalom, Shalom. Peace, God, peace, earth, and peace to all my family. Hey, we're black at you. We're black at you. It's the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I want to send you greetings on behalf of our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I got to send you some greetings. I got to send you some love from that black man. He's working hard, giving this enemy hell. Giving the enemy hell in the spirit of our black power general, a bold, bald black man, 100% black man, no sugar, no cream, not shaken and not stirred, straight black coffee, straight no chaser, the Honorable Dr. and Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We open this show thanking our ancestors, those who have given lives and those who have had to take life, those who had to make the sacrifice, and those who work for free on just a grain of rice. We open this show thinking our ancestors. Well, without our ancestors, we wouldn't be where we are today. Whatever you think about it, we owe somebody something. So we open it up thinking the God of our forefathers and our foremothers, in our original languages, in our original culture, in our original folkways, our original foreways and norms, and in our original minds. We thank our ancestors and the black God. By whatever name that you use, whatever name that you choose, knowing that God has, Supreme Being has at least 100 names that are all good, that give praise in original tongues that we possess and we have before the white colonizer came and told you your God was a pale face, blue eyed, blonde head, buttermilk complected Jesus hanging on a wall. You had a God of your own, black man. Had a God of your own, black woman. Had a God of your own, indigenous man, indigenous woman, that looked like us and didn't look like the lights and gas man to come to cut you off. Didn't look like the cable man to come to cut you off. Didn't look like old no good George Washington. Didn't look like old no good slave making Thomas Jefferson. Didn't look like no old good lying, greedy, mean Lyndon Baines Johnson. Your God looked like you, black man, and looked like me. That's right. Say you had hair like lamb's wool. Hair like lamb's wool. And feet like brass. Like brass that's been burned in an oven. So you know he's a black man. We give praise to the black God, our ancestors, the Black Panther Party of Lowndes County, Alabama, the Black Panther Party of the 1960s in Oakland, California, the Black Panther Party, the early rise of New York City and Queen Mother Moore, the early rise of San Francisco. Give praise and thanks for this beautiful revolutionary group in the midst today, in your face today, hard hitting today, uncompromising today, unbowing down today, not bowing down, not taking no for an answer. The group that knows no compromise in a revolutionary fashion. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Yeah, here we are. We in May now. May the 2nd. We in May now. You all thought we was playing. We had a successful national and international day of action. A successful national and international day of action. Victorious on all fronts. I'm going to say it's victorious on all fronts. Not one bad report. Not one bad report. Let no man deceive you. Let no woman deceive you. Let no media outlet deceive you. As quiet as they kept it or tried to keep it. National, International Day of Action was successful. And so we roll on. We're not going to rest on our laurels and rest on our laws and kick back and kick our feet up and lay in the hammock too long. Sean Kwali just ain't made like that. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, he's not made like that. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense, we're not made like that. All you organizers out there who organize for the National International Day of Action, I know you ain't made like that. So we push forward. We're pushing on. Guess what we're pushing on to? Definitely the freedom. Let me say at the outstart, the call is freedom or death. It's freedom or death. That means we organize for our freedom. A black man and black woman, you're going to have to fight your way about this. Can't have a birth without some blood. I don't want to scare you. But you can't have a birth without some blood. It's got to be some bloodshed. Bible already told you, you got to cross the Red Sea. Got to cross the Red Sea. And when they asked, what is the Red Sea? It was replied that the Red Sea was war, revolution, and bloodshed. It's war, revolution, and bloodshed. So in order to get to the promised land, however you visualize it, however you see it, however you want it, however you think it should go down, you got to go through the Red Sea. What you think we're going through right now? We're at the beginning of it now. But see, in this motion, in this dispensation of time, hell, as we say at the beginning, as you hear the national chairman say at the beginning, yeah, you're not going to be able to, you know what I mean, sing your way out of this. Not going to be able to wave a flag and have your bandana flag around your head like we saw last night. You're not going to be able to do that and get your way up out of this. No, sir, no, ma'am, brother and sister. Going to have to organize. Going to have to mobilize. We're going to have to inspire and inquire. We're going to have to educate and motivate. There's no magic wand that's going to save us in this hour from nothing. You're going to be waiting on Casper the Friendly Ghost for the rest of your life and still be in this condition. It's going to get worse and worse and worse until we confront what we got to confront. So, on this May the 2nd, 2011, let this record reflect that I am happy to announce to you in the radio listening audience that we push forward to phase two. We push forward to phase two of the National and International Day of Action. Some of you all are surprised. Some of you all are surprised. You thought you was going to be able to have a day here and a day there and kick back and sit back and chill out. No, sir, no, ma'am. We push forward to phase number two. We told you all, April 23rd was us drawing our line in the sand. That means that you know how it was when you was in school, you was on the playground. That bullet crossed that line. You got to do what you got to do. Well, this bully has crossed the line 449 years ago. Really, 6,600 years ago. At the making and grafting of the white man, they crossed the line. But ever since the first slave ship touched the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, you're going to cross some lines. Ever since you took us down there into the Caribbean, you crossed the line. Ever since you robbed us of our names, our religions, our folkways, our norms, our culture, our practice, and robbed us of our minds, guess what, buddy? You crossed the line. So now you got to deal now with the seeds that you have planted. And when you look at the weather and you watch the path of many of these tornadoes, what you call natural disasters, many of these tornadoes and these earthquakes and all of this that's going on, much of this, many of these tornadoes, they're taking the path of them slave ships. They're taking the path and they're going across the land where our people were destroyed. And you tell me there ain't a black God that wants revenge for his people. Huh? Told you, he wants revenge for his people. And so, hell, we got to organize our people. Right now, we got to organize and mobilize our people right now in this state of emergency for the black nation. Because in truth, my brothers and my sisters, we cannot afford to lose another four generations. Integration has not worked. You got to accept this fact. Integration has not worked. We've been integrated for a few decades now. And as much as many of you out there who consider yourself socialist and other things, you want to push us having, you know, a class war and say that it ain't got nothing to do with, you know what I mean, the white man or whatnot, what have you, it is very evident that the black man and the black woman in particular is suffering worse than anybody else in the hills of North America. It's a lot of suffering going on. Hell, it's a lot of suffering going on in this nation. But when you weigh the scale and stop being so tender-hearted, when you look at the balance and you look at the receipt from the check that was cashed from the American dream, the black man and black woman have come up bankrupt in the pool of resources for our lives, for nation building, for nationhood, for independence, for self-determination. If this wasn't true, my brothers and sisters, there would be no reason for a new Black Panther Party. There would be no reason for the organizations that exist today, those that are still standing and those that still have a backbone. There'd be no reason for you. We'd be on our own, independent, enjoying our freedoms and enjoying our customs and enjoying our harmony with the universe and with nature and ourselves. But damn, all the time we've been on this planet, we have not caught a break. We have not caught a break in 400 years of us being here on this planet. Have not caught a break. And we're being bombarded with negative imagery, negative sensory reproduction, being bombarded with negative information, miseducation, as Brother Carter G. Woodson say. We're being bombarded with self-destruction, being bombarded with drugs, being bombarded with genocide, being bombarded with poverty, being bombarded with disrespect and low self-esteem. We're being bombarded. If you leave it up to the news, tell you something good about you, it'll never happen. If you leave it up to most of these history books, his story books, it'll never happen. If you leave it up to your college professor to tell you, if you leave it up to your high school teacher to teach you, they're never going to tell you. Let them tell it. We was in Africa with bones in our noses, swinging from trees and eating juniper roots and saying ooga booga. But there's one thing that they cannot shake. You cannot shake the DNA. Listen up good, white man. White folks, listen good. You can't shake the DNA. So I don't care how many exploits you try to put over there in Greece and in England and all these areas where you were driven to, another story for another day. Don't care what you say about Caesar and Rome and all of this and all of that and whatever. Don't, it doesn't matter, because you cannot shake the DNA of the black man and black woman. What I mean when I say that is that whenever they go, whenever anthropologists go to study and find the oldest existence of man and woman, it always goes back to that black woman. It always goes back to that mother of civilization and that father of civilization. It always goes back to the original people, and that's us. So if your bones, white folks, don't go back that far, not even scratching the surface of time, then that means that there were civilizations that were here, that were functioning, that were thriving, that were moving, that were established, that were calculated through science and mathematics, supreme mathematics and science, that you don't know nothing about. That what you have built does not scratch the surface of what our people have built. And in fact about it, the knowledge that you have to build this society, that came from us too. Look at Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a carbon copy of what you see in Kemet in certain areas, down to the statues and the monuments and the pillars. And it's a carbon copy. The white folks took and straight copied Kemet or Egypt. copied it from us. But they don't give us the credit, see? Because if they give you the credit, black man and black woman, that's going to make you ask a question about yourself. It's going to make you want to know more about yourself. It's going to make you move past the propaganda into the core of your being. And then once you move into the core of your being, you find who you really are. See, think about this, my people, because what we're talking about now is phase two now. Why is the effort so intense to suppress the black man and black woman? Why is the effort so intense to exterminate the black man and black woman? Why is the effort so intense to gentrify the communities of the black man and black woman? Why is the effort so intense to miseducate the black man and black woman? Why is there such a concerted effort to have us infighting and gang fighting and gang violence on one another? So many efforts contrived to keep us at each other's throat in the religious houses of God. Why is all this effort put on us? Why all this attention on us? Who are we? Where did we come from? What is our purpose in this world? What is our purpose in this universe? What is it that they don't want you, black man and black woman, to know about yourself? And why is it that every time somebody comes up amongst us to tell us who we are, they're always slandered and brought down by oppressive forces? See, these are intelligent questions. These are questions for the wide awake black man and black woman. If you're still asleep and you got a bandana flag around your head, you're not going to ask these kind of questions. You're not going to think to ask these kind of questions. You're not going to even want to ask these kind of questions, because you've been sold an American dream. You've been told that if you work hard, and if you save enough money, and if you go to school and you get a degree, and you take these certain steps in America, you too can be a Tiger Woods. You too can be an Oprah Winfrey. You too can be a Michael Jordan. You too can be a 50 Cent. You too can be whoever. But at the end of the day, here's the real truth. You cannot be them. You cannot be them. Those brothers and sisters, whether well-meaning or not in the beginning, most of them have made pacts with the devil. Most of them have given up on the black community. Most of them don't even consider you their people, our people. They don't even consider you family. They don't even consider the struggle of the black man and the black woman in the so-called inner cities of America. How is it that a brother who comes up in some of the worst projects in America can get on a record and tell another black man or black woman to take a gun and shoot his brother down, take his hand and smack a black woman down, put her out on the corner and prostitute her, pimp her to the street? But he grew up in the roughest of the ghettos. He grew up in the streets. He knows and she knows the roughness of our hoods and our communities. But she would get on the record with 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, even maybe 1 million people listening to you. And you would tell them to do things you wouldn't even tell your own children to do. Dr. Dre said he doesn't even let his babies listen to his music. Huh? 50 Cent, and they say they don't even let their babies, their children, their offspring, the young, listen to their music. But they'll sell it to my children. They will sell it to your children. Huh? It's just like the drug game, see? They may not get high on their own supply, but they'll sell it to you, and they'll sell it to me. We have a scourge in our community that we have been too punctified to remove. There's negative energy in our community that we have been too sissified to remove. We can point our fingers at whoever, but we also have to point our fingers at ourselves and talk about personal responsibility and talk about what we must do and the steps that we have to take as a people to produce some positivity in the black community. You say, well, look at what they've done. Look at what the white man, I know what the white man's done. But at the same time, I cannot allow us to use that as a damn excuse, because the white man has been doing that for over 400 years. And so that means that these white folks, as an establishment and as an order and as a system, that means that they're running the same playbook. Dropping some game on you now, which is really true. That means that they're running the same playbook. When you detach a brother or sister, a man, a child, a woman, a family from their history, you detach them from the roadmap to take them farther than where they are. I'll tell you what I mean. When you look on the slave ship, brothers and sisters, you see brothers and sisters shackled down in chains. You see them stacked and packed tight like sardines. You see them being made to bow to an oppressive slave master and a slave driver. And there's always a boot-licking, buck-dancing Negro to keep the rest of the slaves in check. Now, if you look at the prison industrial complex, what do you have? You have men and women who are packed in tight, stacked in tight, back to back, bunk to bunk, tier by tier, in chains, sometimes in ball, in steel ball and chain. Huh? And you have what they call an officer or an overseer. You have an officer or an overseer who is there to make more slaves and to produce fear in the slave for revolt or for rejection. You have an officer or an overseer that is there to enact the will of the plantation or enact the will of the state on the rest of the slaves. And then there's always what they call a trustee or a house nigga or, you know, somebody that's there to keep the rest of the slaves content. Huh? Can you see the system? Now, this happened, the same thing happened to us on the slave ships coming from our mother continent across the Atlantic. But see, now there's something different in our people's enslavement during that time versus our enslavement right now in 2011. I see all of you on the phone line. The difference is that when you look at what our people organized to do on those slave ships, and even really before they even got captured to get on the slave ship or be drug on the slave ship, when you look at the way that they organized for freedom, some of them even at times speaking different languages, but through body language and through communication and through song, they were able to say the same thing. Freedom was the cry. Freedom was the cry. Gotta get free. How are we gonna get free? What are we gonna do? And so they begin to organize and they begin to maneuver and they begin to mobilize while in chains. And so you read many accounts, multiple accounts of our people on the ships organizing revolts against oppression, against tyranny, against us being treated inhumanely. And they always talk about our brothers and sisters who ultimately, well, we say militarily defeated, but they don't talk about our brothers and sisters who kicked plenty of blood on them ships and killed them some cracker masters on them ships. And you have some, in some cases, who when they couldn't do nothing else, they would go overboard and sometimes take the damn slave masters with them overboard into the mouth of the shark. Now, they don't teach you that in history school. You don't really get that enough off of the college campus, and it's time for you college students to wake the hell up, man. Pardon me, brothers and sisters. Time to wake up. Time to get politically charged and revolutionarily charged on your campus. The damn campuses have become dead as hell. They've made it so hard in your economy, in the economy, that now many of us are only focused on getting a piece of paper so that we can get what we think is going to be more money. But do you understand global politics? Do you understand that China and other countries are tanking the dollar right now? Did you hear me? Other countries right now are not dealing with the dollar. They tell you that it's called fiat money, meaning that it's worthless. It's not backed by any tangible resource. No gold, no silver, nothing tangible. It's worthless paper, and it's tanking quicker than the Titanic. So what am I saying? Am I saying don't go to school? No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying get your education to build you a nation. Oh, you don't think it's nation time, huh? Get you an education to build you a nation. Brothers and sisters are going to have to start getting trades. If you don't have a trade, get you a trade. Learn how to work with your hands. Our brothers have become sissies. Damn, catch a flat tire. And you looking at your woman to change a damn tire. You a grown man sitting in the car with a flat tire. And you looking over your shoulder at your woman, for your woman, your queen, your goddess, to change your tire. Look, black man and black, it's not like that in all cases. Let me just be clear. It's not like that in all cases, but we have been put in this condition. And so we have to march towards now phase two of this International and National Day of Action. April 23rd was like striking the match on the matchbook. It just lit a fire. And you all, I hope you all got to witness what kind of fire it was. Some people, they came to me, they said, Brother Sean, how come it wasn't on CNN? How come I didn't see the event on Fox News? How come I didn't see it covered really on MSNBC? You didn't see April 23rd, the National and International Day of Action, covered because it does not work in our enemy's favor and it does not work in the hands of our defamers to paint us in any light other than crazy as hell or saying something that's wild or whatever they think that they can do. That's the only way that they want to display the new Black Panther Party, the organizers and the activists and this cadre to the public. That is the only way they want our message to come across as though it's a distorted message. They don't want you to clearly understand what it is that we have going on, just like they didn't want the brothers and sisters in the 60s to understand what was really going on with Bobby and Huey and Eldridge and Elaine and Angela and on and on and on. They didn't want them to understand. But see, but now that that has been militarily dismantled and that you don't have those elder brothers and sisters on the scene in mass to promote the 10-point program as given to them by Brother Minister Huey P. Newton and Comrade Bobby Seale, then it becomes safe to talk about how great they were and how, you know how they do, how patriotic they were and how beautiful they were and how correct they were and all this and all that, because you don't have Comrade Bobby Seale marching on the steps of the Capitol with legal guns in hand and a cadre of Panther men and women. You don't have him going to the Sacramento legislature and doing the things that they were doing. You don't have the Free Huey rally or Sky's the Limit anymore. You don't have the, I'm talking about our elders in mass, you don't have those brothers and sisters doing the police patrols to make sure that the police departments are not buck wild and abusing the citizens and abusing our people and going crazy all over America. You don't have them anymore to do that in mass like that. So you can parade them before the world. But when the new Black Panther Party does that, see, when the new Black Panther Party does police patrols, when the new Black Panther Party does food drives and giveaways, when the new Black Panther Party goes to the homeless shelters, when the new Black Panther Party politically educates our youth and our young and our communities and gets them involved with the global scope of the world. When the new Black Panther Party reacquaints our people with our true African history and herstory, when the new Black Panther Party does that, now you have a threat. And so they made a calculated risk. They took a calculated chance at not showing anything concerning the positivity, the productivity, the advancement, the true aims, the true zeal, the true purpose, the true stance, the true program of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. But now that backfired. I don't have a problem saying this to the world, that now that backfired. Because what you did, ADL, JDL, what you did, Southern Poverty Law Center, what you did, those who control CBS and NBC and ABC and Fox, what you did was produce a grassroots and solidified a grassroots that is all the way independent of your media. See, we did that without the media, by the grace of the Black God. And now you have brothers and sisters so strong now coming up that you got Black men and Black women talking about producing our own media now. Talking about producing our own networks now. Huh? Do you know you can even buy your own internet channels? See? We have to start thinking ownership now. It was given to us in the early 60s and it's propagated now by his students and supreme ministers from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, where he asked the question to the Black nation, who is the original man? This is 1933, I believe. Who is the original man? And when I say man, we say a woman. And the answer that he was taught to give to the world was that he is the maker, that he's the owner, that he's the cream of the planet Earth. At that time, father of civilization and God of the universe. The maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. So, Black man and Black woman, when you hear us talk ownership, we're not talking something crazy. We're not talking something reckless. We're not talking something imaginary. We're saying that which is in our very nature to say. When you talk about us making a movement, we're talking about that which we're born to produce. When we talk about us being gods and goddesses, we are talking about us being reacquainted with the true nature of ourselves. And so the new Black Panther Party has been successful in pushing this line, but we have not done it by ourselves. Every organizer should take note at how Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz organized April 23rd. One thing that held us up for so long was our labels, our sex, our parties, our religious affiliations, our political persuasions. This held us up. And so we never did get to make the progress that we needed to make because we were always separated into little bunkers. One group over here, another cadre over here, another establishment over here, another faction over here. And this brother was so bold, he was bold enough to be able to put his own thoughts and will in his pocket, his own party in his pocket, and just step to you as a brother. And the new Black Panther Party step to you as a family. And we put our labels down, and we put our sex down and our affiliations down, and just called you brother and called you sister, even if you slandered us in the past. Yeah, that's important. Even if you talked against us in the past, long as it wasn't too crazy. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz got on these airwaves and forgave all of that. See? Because if we're going to make any progress, if we're going to go anywhere in the future, we're going to need each other. And if I have offended you 6 years or 7 or 8, 9 years ago, I should be brother enough to say, forgive me. And if you offended me 8 years ago or 9 years ago or whatever the case is, you should be brother enough to forgive me, and I can forgive you too. There's nothing, this is so teaches the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. He said there's nothing that you and I have done to each other that can outweigh what the white man has done to us and what these white folks have done to us. You got to try really hard to upset Sean Quali to the point to where I'm going to be at your throat the way that we are at these white folks' throats. Now, some of you, you push the buttons, but we love you, all right? And so we're pushing now to June the 25th. June the 25th. June 25. Mark that in your calendars. And you say, well, what are we going to do? What's going to be our purpose? What's going to be our aims and our objectives? And we got the same mission as before. Organize. Do everything you can good for the black community. But see, this time now, it shouldn't be as hard as it was on April 23rd. I'm going to take your calls. This time now, we should have local organizing committees right in place. This time now, we should have been working diligently enough over the last 2 months that we have support, strong support, in every city in America, everywhere where there was a national day of action, and even overseas, internationally, there should be enough to where we have support that will back us up in whatever we do. And so now all we're asking to do, and all that Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is asking you to do now, is to give him a call. Call him up. Reach out to your brother and to your sister. And let them know, hey, we're not finished. Show them some love. Go have some coffee. You know, do a Louis Ali number. Get you some hot black coffee. Matter of fact, make you some hot black coffee. We still supporting Buy Black. Let me be frank. We are supporting and riding with Buy Black. Buy Black. Buy Black. The white man's economy is tanking, and the black man's economy has to rise. Got to buy some black. Got to buy some black property. Got to up some black business. And so reach out to your brother and your sister. Tell them, come on back. We want to reorganize. Let's pick some different spots. If you were in a nice, pristine spot last time on April 23rd, take yourself into the hood this time. Huh? If you were in front of the police station last time, go into the cemetery the next time. You got to drive the point home. If you Well, at the city hall the last time, take yourself deep into the roughest project. Go to the worst school in the black community. Switch it up. Don't forget the mission statement. The mission statement is still applicable. There's still apathy. There's still racism. There's still sexism. There's still injustice. There's still police brutality. We're still, for the ADL, talking against Zionism. We're still letting our people know that we are the true Hebrews and the true Jews. Huh? We're still talking all everything that's on the mission statement. But now, there's another piece of the puzzle. And I'm going to get this over to you before this show is over. There's another piece to the puzzle that our national chairman has added to this and that he's labored over, putting his blood, his sweat, and his tears in this, okay? And so as he is inspired to give this to the black nation, it's up to us to make this thing manifest. And it's up to us to put things in motion that are applicable to our city. See, I don't live in Chicago. I don't live in Oakland. I don't live in Detroit. Wherever you live, you got to make it applicable for your city. Not going to be able to buy a ticket and fly to June the 25th, just like you couldn't buy a ticket and fly to April 23rd. We want to have movements happening all over the country. So that way, if they try to shut you down in one area, you can move to another area. Huh? If the police try to roll on you and try to exercise their will on you in one area, you can make an evasive maneuver and go to another area and still be successful. We want to say that going right into this June the 25th, that in order to be successful in organizing, you organizers must have a plan B. You must have a plan C. And you damn sure better have a plan D. Better have a bunch of plans. Because there's no way, as our dancer chairman said, it's going to be a bumpy ride. There's no way this is going to be a tiptoe through the tulip, pretty, you know, flowery kind of thing. The enemy will never let us just go. In the Bible, it said that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Say that the God hardened the Pharaoh's heart. That his warner and his warners were there saying to let the children go. That they should go free. They should have a land of their own. The same thing that we're saying. Look at it. But that the Pharaoh's heart was hard. And that instead of allowing the children of Israel, as it's quoted, to go into a land of their own, he set himself up as a god, it says. Said that the Pharaoh set himself up as a god and began to make the people worship him as a god. And he would not take the just reasoning. And so we find ourselves in the same condition and position because that's who it was talking about. It wasn't talking about somebody 2,000 or 4,000 years ago. We're talking about our forefathers and foremothers writing things in advance for us to play out, okay? So if his heart was hard, that means that just going and petitioning Pharaoh is not good enough. That means that we have to cross the Red Sea. But in order to cross the Red Sea, we have to be organized. One thing about that story was that those who were crossing the sea were under a unified voice and command. They were in ranks together from different parts of their country, but they were together with one common mission to get across to the promised land. And fact about it is, many of those who were the elders of that day, this is just the truth, may hurt some feelings, but it's real. Many of the elders had to die off, according to that prophecy. They had to die off because they were too stuck in the old ways. They were too stuck in the way things used to be. They were too stuck in the American dream, in what we had with Pharaoh, what we had with Pharaoh. The elders at that time were comfortable. But you had some younger ones. And when I say younger, I don't just mean teens. I'm talking about 40 and below, sometimes 50 and below, maybe 60 or 70 and below. But I'm saying some younger in mind and heart and spirit who were not comfortable with the wealth of Pharaoh or with the enchantment of Pharaoh or with the kingdom of Pharaoh. They were not happy. And they understood, like our forefathers and foremothers on the slave ship, they understood they were in oppression. They were in subjugation. And so they began to organize for freedom. And we are in 2011, and joblessness is at an all-time high. Homelessness is at an all-talking black all-time high. Chemical and biological warfare prevalent throughout the community. The CIA planting drugs in the community and guns in the community, in our community, for the express purpose of us self-destructing. And you got to be bold enough, really wise enough, to ask yourself the question, and I'm asking myself the question, what are we going to do about it? No, seriously, what are we going to do about it? After this, I'm taking calls. I remember a lecture the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad did. And it was at the Free Mumia rally, and he was saying that, he said, these white folks, the white man, he said, has already calculated that we're going to picket and that we're going to have chance. He's already calculated that there will be a level of dissatisfaction. See, they've been doing this for 4 decades. They've already calculated to the civil rights leaders listening that there will be those of you who will speak out and you will say no justice, no peace, and everything that we say. But what the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad said, what they have not calculated is that if we're organized in self-defense, we would kill their ass for freedom in self-defense. They have not calculated that we would be serious about our steps and our gains for freedom. They have not calculated that we would organize and break the curse of Willie Lynch, and we would stop looking at each other for mere petty differences, but that we would begin to come together as a people, and that we would stand up as one nation. I'm going to take your calls right now. Let's go 718-593. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about June the 25th, a new National and International Day of Action Phase 2, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
What's going talking on, brother, to?
This is
hey,
Stevie.
Man, listen, Stevie, working, Stevie, organizing, Stevie, and building. How are you, sir?
I'm good. This is Brother Stevie, bro.
Brother Stevie J, welcome back to Black Power Radio. Welcome back to Black. Talk to me, Black man.
Indeed. It's good that you brought up the Moses story with the people crossing the Red Sea. It's just synchronicity to what I have to say. I'm talking to the conscious or so-called conscious community. A lot of us tend to call ourselves conscious, and when we do that, we taking Moses' position. And there is a responsibility with calling ourselves conscious, because we have to go out there to the people. a lot of us tend to get locked in that Facebook and Twitter thing and just talk about love and unity, but it's not gonna happen on Facebook. It's not gonna happen on Twitter. We really have to go out there and get the people. I was kind of disappointed with the numbers over here, up here in New York, but the energy was there. The minority of people that was there, we did a great job. And June 25th, I expect more people to be there, because I expect the so-called conscious people who calling themselves conscious to go out there to the people, because the people need our help. They need our help. You know, the dead are waiting on us, as the ancestors are waiting on us to get together and really fulfill the prophecies, basically. And that's what I...
Let me tell you this.
Yes, sir.
No matter if you had 100, 200, 300, or if you had 50 or even 10, that when you have a people who are in the position of paraplegics, of paralyzed, to have that kind of motion after so long of no activity, that's a victory, Brother Stevie.
Yes, like I said,
that's a
victory. It was great. The energy was great. The little bit of people that was there, we did a good job. And next time, I expect more conscious people to go out there to the people. There's a lot of so-called conscious people, they locked on that Facebook. They're not going out there to the people. They're not taking the responsibility of going out there to get to the youth. A lot of people are just judging the youth. Well, we got to give the youth something to build on before we start judging them. And that's what's needed for the next time.
If you look at my page, if you go to my page, SeanQualeFacebook.com, I have a post up there where I talk about that Facebook is run by the CIA.
Yeah.
I'm giving you documented proof that this Facebooks and these MySpace and all of these social networks, that they come out of intelligence agencies, and they're designed for the purpose of psychological examination and to see what the trends are of the population and of course, other things. But my point in saying that is that if we're going to be on the Facebook, here's what I want to say to you, Brother Steve, and those in New York, and really anyone listening. If we're going to be on the Facebook, that we should be on there organizing the people. We should be on Facebook organizing 24 hours a day. We really don't have time to be on there talking about, you know, I went to the store and bought a loaf of bread. You know what I mean? Right now, while we have this organizing capability, we should be on there organizing our people. It's getting so bad. I was reading something today, Brother Stevie J. I was reading that many of the activists, if you are an activist, that many of the activists are finding that their pages are being locked out or shut down.
Have
you experienced that?
Oh yeah, I experienced some unusual stuff on my page myself, and I don't consider myself that much of a threat yet. You know, I could imagine for some people who got numerous numbers of people checking their page on a daily basis. You know, and it's all common sense at the end of the day. You know, we didn't make that thing called Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. They there for a purpose. So our common sense will tell us that. What we need to do is to use them, as a lot of us are doing, you know, as vehicles to spread certain words and, like you say, organize our people. But, you know, a lot of us tend to not go to the people, you know, and that needs to stop, because there's too many conscious people out there, or so-called conscious people out there. It's too many of us. So we gotta start organizing the youth, because the youth is, you know, in critical condition right now, man. And
well, it began April 23rd. It began April 23rd. Anybody who has organized, it began April the 23rd. And the youth now see that you ain't playing, that the organizers are not playing, and you know the new Black Panther Party is not playing. And so the youth will join on. That's why I say now we got to switch up our areas. Now we got to switch up our tactics, maybe go about it from a different angle. But now it's time to capture the youth because you're in the streets now. And so we push forward to June 25th. Brother Stevie J, I appreciate you, brother. We're going to go on to the next caller.
All right, indeed, brother. Peace.
Peace and Black power. Yeah, New York, listen, go after the youth. Those brothers and sisters that are out there in the street life need to be involved with the National Day of Action. The young professionals need to be involved with your National Day of Action. The young high school students need to be involved with your National Day of Actions. We got to get, if you don't have the youth involved, you don't have a revolution. 347-702, you're on the air. We're happy to announce June the 25th, phase number 2, Black Power.
Peace, Black Power.
Black Power.
How you doing? This is Sister Chrissy from New York City, from Brooklyn, New York.
I'm doing fine, Chrissy from New York City. How are you?
I'm blessed, good, can't complain here, you know.
Are you happy to hear about June 25th?
I am excited
about Action Phase 2.
I'm excited about June 25th, you know. And as your brother stated, you know, I really do hope, like, the second time around, certain things, you know, are better. But I was, in fact, happy with April 23rd, the people that did come out, you know. And just saying, you know, I mean, constantly I was on the phone giving out my number to people, you know, to say, call me. You know, because we did need, you know, as many foot soldiers as possible. And again, you know, it's another cry out to everybody that's in New York City. You know, yeah, we do need foot soldiers, because that means there were some of us that was out daily, you know, reaching people, posting up posters and, you know, handing out flyers. You know, there were some that came on, you know, or came on the 23rd. You know, all help was greatly appreciated. But, again, you know, we do need as many foot soldiers as possible. New York is a big place. So,
Yeah, we got to spread out. We got to spread out in New York. Now, you just by yourself or a few by themselves is not going to cover all of New York.
Right. You know, so it's like instead of saying, you know, well, how we need to get out there, because a lot of us are out there. You know, a lot of us, well, I'm speaking for myself personally, and, you know, the comrades that, you know, they and I were working together. We were out there, you know, constantly speaking to people, constantly handing out the flyers, posting up posters and everything like that. I did meet Brother Steve at the event, which was a pleasure to meet him. I believe, you know, he has my number. He could call me, you know, if he's, you know, interested in, you know, and just mobilizing. I mean, there's a lot to be done. You know, and we will definitely be focusing on the 25th. Hopefully, you know, in New York City, there can be multiple locations on that day. But
you all can do it. I mean, like Baltimore, and big shout to Baltimore, Maryland, Pastor Ted Sutton, and Brother Aki, and so many others that are there. Listen, and Brother Gluminati, there. I cannot forget Brother Tony, but you all can do it like Baltimore and just have multiple events going on if you all need to do that. Listen, this June the 25th is open for organizers. This is an organizer's dream. Something like what we have going on here. So you all might just want to think about that. How, you know, to have, it's a big area. New York is huge. So
yeah.
You might want to be able to organize something in the different boroughs at the same time. That's unity.
Right. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's all. Like, I don't know where Brother Steve is located. I mean, if he's in Queens or something, it would be great, you know, that he could connect with us. And then, you know, maybe we could put something out there, you know, something in Brooklyn, something in Harlem. But, you know, again, if there's anyone in New York City that's interested in organizing for June 25th, you know, and being out there in the street and contacting the youth and everyone in our community, Again, you can contact me, Sister Chrissy, at 347-737-1809. Again, that's 347-737-1809. Hoping to hear from some organizers, some soldiers, some speakers, whoever it is, your assistance would be greatly appreciated.
That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to say go ahead and get your flyers together now. If you know, the flyers are coming out. The National Chairman and the staff, we will be getting the flyers out to you all. But definitely be working on, you know, getting your flyer monies and the contacts and your database. Get all that together right now.
Yes, definitely.
Talking about as soon as we disconnect from the air, you organizers, a real organizer on this line, and when we disconnect from this broadcast, it's going to begin right now.
That's right, that's right.
So thank you so much, Sister Chrissy, for all that you've done for the New York area and to all of the organizers that are there in New York, way too many of you all to name. But we thank you and we appreciate you. Now we have to do it bigger, bolder, and stronger for June the 25th.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Black Power, sister.
All right, Black Power. Thank you. Have a good night, Black Power.
New York. New York is New York is all over the place, and so New York is not going to have a problem organizing for June the 25th. Let's take another call here, 910-797. You're on the air. We're talking some June 25, Phase 2, the National International Day of Action, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. How you doing, Sean Crowley?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Brother Hannibal from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Brother Hannibal, yes, sir. Listen, I saw you putting in work in some North Carolina. How was your April 23rd?
Everything turned out good, you know, even though, you know, the speaker didn't really get a chance to come out now, but you know what? It didn't even stop us a bit. We definitely, you know, was organizing out. Yeah, we definitely reaching the community out here, too.
Yes, sir.
You know,
you did a food drive, didn't you?
I sure enough did out here, you know. I fed about like over 30-some people.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So are you excited about June the 25th?
Oh, yes. I'm gonna definitely that right there. Of course, you know, I'm going to participate in the follow-up. You know, I definitely got a lot of plans coming up soon, and also got my Die White Jesus National Day coming up on June 4th.
What'd you say it was?
Die White Jesus Die National Day. I'm asking everybody out in the city or wherever, you know, collect all images of White Jesus and destroy them.
I heard that. You know,
yes,
the Black Power General. You see, the Black Power General, he threw his off the stage at a debate. So I, you know, I'm not mad at you.
Oh, yes,
organize here. Destroy the image. Destroy all idols of White Jesus. I ain't mad at you at all.
I know. And you know what? I told whoever bring the biggest White Jesus photo to be destroyed, I would give them a gift prize.
Okay. And you also do martial arts, right? So maybe you could do
exhibition or something. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely do that too right there. Also, I do work with a lot of kids on the side also as well in the community. I could definitely do that right there. Oh, yes, I'm glad you took your little notes too now, shoot.
Oh, brother, I'm a true host. This is Black Power Radio, brother. I can tell
exactly.
You, Malik Zulu Shabazz wouldn't have any other way. And
exactly.
So, brother, listen, we look forward to organizing with you, and we want you all there in the Carolinas to continue to check in with Black Power Radio, because we're going to help you all push in the Carolinas.
Oh yeah, definitely that right there. We got to get this movement, get Matt going here, man. You know, definitely that. You know, just like back in the day during, you know, the Wilmington chapter, the original chapter back in the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Wilmington chapter has some history. So we got to match up our work with the history of the Wilmington chapter. Brother, we love you. Stay strong. Keep going. Keep pushing. And let's do this June 25th bigger, bolder, and stronger, more professional, more organized. than April the 23rd.
Most definitely that.
Black power, brother.
Black power.
That's the Carolinas. That's the Carolinas checking in. For all of you brothers and sisters who were scared to go to the Carolinas because you thought some old pot-bellied Santa Claus-looking joker was going to snatch you up, you got brothers and sisters in the Carolinas. And they better not put a hand on you. They will come see about you, your family. All right, 845-853, you're on the air. We are talking about June the 25th, phase two of the National and International Day of Action, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean. How you doing? It's Ismail Shabazz, upstate New York.
I'm doing fine, upstate New York. What's going on, Ismail?
That's nothing, brother. Sister Christy, I'm going to give you a call in the morning, inshallah, so we can connect and hook up. I'm looking forward, brother. I've been, since I came back, I've been rallying, trying to rally the youth here. I just handed out some flyers I made up of explaining what a pig is. So these young kids, man, can be unafraid of these police and start rallying with me.
You know what's true? You know what's true, Brother Ismail? What I've learned?
Yeah.
I've learned that the youth in general are not afraid of the police, but that they don't know how to handle the police.
Handle the police,
yeah. You see the same assessment?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, they get intimidated by them. You know, they're soldiers, and I've been talking to them. They've been watching me. They've been seeing how I've been floating around and how I deal with them. So, you know, in light of the young man getting shot, so I went to see him today. He's recovering good.
How's he doing?
He's recovering real good. I went to the prison to see him. He informed me it wasn't like it was, but he's getting ready. He wants to take his shahada now because he know he could have lost his life. So that's alhamdulillah. But I'm going moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm getting people rallied up. We're going to start our own news thing. Start going out in the community with our cameras and interviewing the people. Like you said, we got to report our own news. So that's
got
what
to
we
report
gonna
our own news. That's something that you're going to hear over the next few, over the next month or so, really. Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, drive home. We have to tell our own story.
Okay.
We have to tell our own story. And this is also for you, Brother Ismail, and for everybody listening. Make sure on your day of actions, whatever you do for phase two, make sure that you are recording. Make sure you have some video equipment or some audio equipment. Make sure that we can get your footage and your pictures, so that we can get those up right away, uploaded to the National Day of Action page on Facebook, to our website page, dayofactionmovement.org, and our other outlets. We want to get this stuff up right away so that we can really just overwhelm our enemy with offense.
Yeah, I believe New York, that's where I was. They did that. But this next one, I want to have one in Kingston. I want to get things moving, motivated. So that's why I'm going to call Sister Chrissy, try to help organize and maybe go down to New York and bring some young brothers to teach them. But inshallah, man, this is a beautiful thing. And I bought this black that day. It was a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir. We clap and applaud you, brother. I did too, and we did too.
Yeah,
How did you feel just buying black?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I sat down with a Muslim brother. We ate at an African restaurant. It was a beautiful. We just sat down and talked about the day and what our plans was. He told me if I need him to come up to help me, that's what's going to happen. So it was a beautiful day. The unity, strength, and we're going to carry this on. I came up in the 60s, so I remember what we have to do, man, is start showing the people what we are about. The new Black Panther Party, I'm a part of that. I'm always going to be a Panther, and I'm part of this new. I love Brother Malik Shabazz and yourself. You're doing a beautiful thing, brother, and continue to do that thing. You know,
Thank you so much, brother, and I know that our national chairman reciprocates and sends you the love, and I know that when he sees you, he's going to give you a big that big hug he always gives. And I love you the same, my brother. Okay, brother. Black power. Keep going strong, brother. Hey, brother, I sent you some mail. Did you get that?
Yes, sir. The mail came.
Okay.
The mail did
okay.
come. So what you got to do is just check black with me. Check black with me. I'm going to get you
okay.
together.
Because I want to send you two DVDs on the Illuminati and the gangs. I want to send that to you. I just wanted
okay.
to make sure I had the right address.
Send it. P.O.
Okay.
Box 11654.
Yes.
Louisville,
That's
Kentucky.
Cool. Yes. All right, brother. I'll do that inshallah.
And I'll get it to you. Walaikum salam. Okay. Black power, brother Ishmael.
Black power, brother.
Right. Keep it moving. That's Ishmael. Upstate New York is checking in. Checking in. Let's go. 347-702. You're on the air. Happy June 25th. Black power.
Oh, I don't know how I got back on the line. I'm sorry.
Hey, you good. Just hang on. Keep listening. 415-571. You're on the air. This is June the 25th, phase two. Talk to us.
Black power. How you doing, brother?
Black power. I'm doing great. How
Black
are
power,
you?
The screen on the out here in San Francisco.
The Ooh, west coast. We got the east coast. Now we got the left coast, the west side. How
Ooh,
you doing, Queen?
I'm on that fan off for that beautiful segment. Man, I heard it from the beginning to the end, as always. And I just, you know, I'm just proud to say, you know, April 23rd, you know, I was listening to the brother that was on earlier. He's talking about the youth. And, you know, and it was beautiful. Now, that was the, you know, that was the primary turnout. For these children, you know, the youth, they're getting hungry, man. And I just did a
yes, they are.
lecture Saturday night that lasted to 12 midnight. So, you know, I let them raid the files. I said, come on in because, you know, I got my library. And like Mama used to say, what lies in the berry is the juice. So,
so you was giving plenty of berries and juice to the youth.
Oh, yes. One of the things, though, you know, I want to touch on with you, brother, that I want you to speak upon, too, is that, you know, I've seen a rise in how we got a lot of brothers and sisters that come from different religions and different backgrounds, but what they're doing is they're standing up like, you know, we have a few Muslim brothers against Christian brothers and vice versa, and then we have some that are African Orthodox. We have all these ones talking about their concept of God is, like, superior to anything, but what it is, it's just like it's another trick to turn us all against each other because I've seen a really big gap in disunity because everybody putting up the religion like, okay, this is my God. This is, you got to keep in mind, too, religion was used to enslave us. So you got to look at it. And first of all, there was a concept way before the ones that we putting up in the air. You know, everybody throwing them up like gang signs instead of doing that. Put that, okay, let your beliefs be your beliefs. I'm not knocking nobody. But at the same time, we got a bigger job to do right now. We need to all come together like bunchies because it's a bigger plan and it's a bigger enemy than who hollers, who's superior, who's inferior, yada, 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 towards each other, but no other culture.
Well, that's why, you know, that's why we have to hold up the words of Minister Malcolm X. Hold up the words of Minister Malcolm X on black nationalism, where the minister, Malcolm X, said that he was a Muslim, he said. He said he was a Muslim. That was his personal religion. That was his personal religion. I'm not singling him out, just making a point here.
Right.
But he said that his practice, his philosophy, his practice was black nationalism, which meant to control the politics in our community, the economics in our black community, you know, control the space of our black community. That's black nationalism.
Right, right.
So what Minister Malcolm
right,
X
right.
was able to do was to take, as our national chairman teaches, take his faith and make that a part of his fight. See what I'm saying? And so those
Absolutely.
Who are gangbanging in the church or they're gangbanging in the mosque or they're gangbanging in the temple or whatever, you have to take the example that our national chairman, the blueprints that our national chairman laid out before us with the April 23rd and pull the tribes together on unity. people don't get married, Queen Nandi, on what they disagree on. People get married on what they agree on. You see what I'm saying? On they on what
yep,
on the,
that's
the
right.
Want that they're gonna take together. So it's the
and
same thing. Religion has
been
used to divide us. It's kept us separate. It's kept us apart. It's kept us hating one another and backbiting and doing things we wouldn't normally do. And so we have to unite all of the books, unite the truth of the Bible with that truth in the Quran, with that truth that gave them all the balance from the Medu Natur, with that truth from the Circle 7 Quran, with the balance of the supreme wisdom of the 120 lessons. See, that was what made the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad so bold and so tough. That's what makes Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz so cold and so bold with his, because they're able to speak that language. And so you do the same.
That's right, brother. Well, so far as what the events we got coming up in San Francisco, now we got May 19th where we're going to get up and stand up for y'all. That's what we're going to call it, Get Up and Stand Up for Yours Day, where, you know, we're going to take to the street. And once again, we're going to get at the youth. We're going to get at the ones that's just fresh out of prison. You know, I got Marlon at the newsroom. You know, he's giving a lot of support. Him and Thornton are supporting my brothers, you know, real good up here in the prisons locked down, you know, while foot soldiers like me and Tiny and Viv and Riate, you know, we take them to the streets. So we got an event May 19th. And, you know, as far as with June, you know, June 25th, like I said, and then we're launching the youth media program. Where we're going to have the youth come in. We're going to teach them about media. We're going to teach them about radio. We're going to teach them about, I'm going to be doing a class on African resistance. So we're going to be starting to get at these youth and start hitting these youth with the body blows of truth because they hungry for it. And I know one
that
thing that's
strong.
Very important was very important with Dr. Khalid Muhammad said. He said, each one teach one. And so I got that, you know, that's in my genetic memory bank. It has been since birth, you know, each one teach one. And so these youth are getting really hard because those are the ones that's going to pave the way. And like you said, we don't have that much time left. We don't have another four generations left. We really don't.
We don't got it.
We really don't.
We don't got it. We can't.
And
we
right
can't
now,
even,
we don't
can't
have no time for everybody at each other's throats talking about who shot John. You know, we're missing the whole agenda. So it's time to come up off that high horse. It's not about the ego. It's about the cause. So
I'm not asking
pause,
who
you know?
Shot John. I'm asking who shot Pop.
Exactly. That's right. And so for far as with the youth, you know, in the Bay Area, y'all come out starting on June. So hit me up on Facebook under the slave name Kimberly Swan or PoorMagazine.org for more information on the youth program. And then, you know, all the youth that's coming out, they got to take the train from Richmond to Oakland. Don't worry. What we're going to do is we're going to kick y'all back, y'all bar fare. So basically, y'all can be coming out here for free. We're going to feed y'all, so ain't no excuses. Come out here and let us mamas and us papas come out here and feed your spirits and your minds, you know, so we can get these youth out here too. Because, like they, you know, like I'm saying, you know, they're really hungry for it, you know, brother. But, you know, once again, I appreciate your beautiful segment, you know, brother. That was really electrifying. It was really electrifying. And you touched on a lot of things for so many aspects. So, you know, I appreciate that. But on the 25th, yeah, it's going down.
We appreciate you and what you're doing for San Francisco. They're our brothers and sisters on the West Coast. We appreciate whatever effort that you're putting in. Pardon that, but whatever effort that you're putting in, we appreciate you. We know that it's going to get bigger, bolder, and grow. I can't wait to see the final product.
All right, and you know it's going to be a power. It's going to be an explosion too. I'm excited for what's to come. And, you know, 2012, a year of a change, oh, yeah. That's when we're going to pretty much have the kids leaving the country, too, going to certain sacred, ancient spots, you know, learn about their history, too. So, you know, I'm really excited for what's to come for the people, you
That's
know.
That's strong.
And one
That's
more
strong.
Thing before I get out of here, too, you know. I just
go
want
ahead,
to say much love to the radio show, man. If it wasn't for this and if it wasn't for the new Black Panther Party, what would we really have to help us mobilize and organize? I appreciate the crash course I got in the organizing that you brothers, you and Brother Shabazz and all the sisters out there, y'all taught me. I had a hell of a crash course, but you know what? It was life enrichment, and, you know, I filled my spirit up, and I was able out here to take my spirit and go out here and let it roll off my tongue, you know. So it was a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I don't see where pretty much we'll be without this movement behind us.
your one-stop shop for organizing. This is your one-stop shop for organizing. I'm gonna tell you this, Queen Nani. I'm saying this in general, that if you're a serious organizer and you want to see some change in the black community, come by the new Black Panther Party. That's what's got to happen, because we believe in grassroots mobilization. Nobody wants to do this job anymore. Nobody wants to do this job anymore. But this is the necessary job. This is the job that got Huey Scars and Bars, and got Bobby Scars and Bars, and got Eldridge and Elaine, and I mean Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and so many other Scars and Bars, and they became greats among our people because they do this type of work. So this is where you got come.
It's not even a job. It's a lifetime commitment. It's a lifetime commitment. Ain't no shifts. Ain't no job. It's a lifetime commitment.
From the cradle to the grave. From the cradle to the grave. Now I got
to
make these other calls. But listen, before I let you go, the victory is going to be also won by the scribes, by the pen. The pen is mightier than the sword. So you there with your magazine and newspaper, you all got to start writing on this day of action right now. Y'all got to get this going.
All right, for sure. There's a lot of work to be done, brother. You know, we down.
All right, I'm going to check in with you all. We're going to put you all on some special assignment.
Okay. All right, not a problem. Check in with me.
All right, Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
That's Queen Nani, San Francisco. San Francisco, you can catch her on Facebook under the name Kimberly Swan. Kimberly Swan, organized with our sisters. Good sisters, strong sisters. You see, she got a good head on her shoulders, going the right way. That's an important point, though. For you who can write, if you are writers and you know how to put your words together, begin writing right now. Think about what you want to say, what you want your story to say, how you want your National Day of Action to be broadcast to the world. Begin to write now. Don't wait on the Huffington Post or the Washington Times or the New York Times, any of them other trashy newspapers. Don't wait on them to do it. They're not going to do it. They're not paid to do it. If you were paid on a salary and you were of wicked mindset, would you do it? If you were being paid on a salary and they were taking taxes out of your check and you had a wicked mindset, would you write about the National International Day of Action? If you're honest, probably not likely, right? Okay, so those of us who have this original mind, this melanin that's in our minds and our bodies and our hearts, those of us who know the work of Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, you know the work of the new Black Panther Party, you know the benefits, the overall benefits of the National and International Day of Action. We got to write. We got to type. We got to blog. We got to Facebook. We got to tweet. We got to text. We got to express mail and FedEx. We got to do some stuff to get this message out. It's just like a basketball game. When the coach sees the press coming, the coach tells the players to spread out so that we can throw the ball to different corners of the court and get closer to the goal. Well, we got to spread this message across the country and the globe, and we see the press coming. Let me say that. I see the press coming. Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz sees the press coming. When I say press, I mean the onslaught, the propaganda. They're already trying to, take some quotes out of context, and you know how they do. Okay, so we see this coming, right? And you know that they're listening right now to Black Power Radio. They're good fans of this radio show. They get front row seats. Every time we put this radio show on, they get front row seats on this radio show. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they're paid to do. Okay, so every word I'm saying right now, they're transcribing it and saying, well, what can we use against him? Can we twist this up? Can we make this sound crazy? Can we, you know, tell the world man had a booger in his nose, anything, whatever, right? But you have to tell your own story, and we have to tell our own story. We have to tell the story in a way that it makes us proud as a people and quit kissing their behind so much to think that they're going to write something about us. They're not going to write anything about us. They're not going to type it. They're not going to blog it unless it in some way benefits their agenda. Okay? So for Queen Mandy and for those of you who have beautiful talents that the Creator has placed in you to write and to type and to express, you know, like the song says, express yourself. Do it good. Express yourself and do it good. If you dance, yeah, you can make a June 25th national and international day of dance. Y'all didn't hear what I said. You can make a national and international day of action play. Make a play. Put on a production. Yeah, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, he used to do that back in the day. He would put on plays, a play called Origina, which was Negro spelled backwards, and he would teach the people through plays. That's just one example. We got a long history in our culture of plays. But I'm just saying, you can put a play on that will teach your people who they are. You got to think outside the box and think in the box. We get so daggone cultural, we get so, you know, extra revolutionary that we forget the tools that it takes to make us successful. The one thing that the Panther Party of the 60s always stressed was that we are the people. So if the people are found at the skating rink, then guess where your black behind got to be found at? You got to be found at the skating rink. So you got to be putting on a national day of action skate party. I know some of you all skate. Some of you all was picked up at the skating rink. Some of you all hooked up at the skating rink. You met your boo and your girlfriend and your boyfriend at the skating rink. We ain't gonna talk about what happened after the fact. All I'm saying is some of you all skate. Some of you all dance. Some of you all can put on plays. Some of you all can rap, sing, and other things, play piano and whatever. You can do a lot of things. There are a lot of things that we can do with this National Day of Action. But the number one thing I want to stress past all of this is land ownership. Nobody is talking about owning land. Nobody is talking about owning land. Why not for June 25th there be an organized body of brothers and sisters that start pulling their resources and buying up the dilapidated property? What's wrong with going to the neighborhoods and on that day declaring that you're opening the neighborhood for productive living? We're talking about we want to see an end to the shooting, right? We want to see an end to the violence. You can do that if you own some property. If I own some property, we can do that. We can house our people. We can be as militant as we want to be. But if we don't have land, we don't have anything to defend. If we don't have ownership, we're just militant and military on somebody else's soil and for somebody else's agenda, okay? So that's just I'm just throwing it out there for you all. I'm really giving some instructions for somebody to pick up on. And we have to start pushing land, especially the black nationalist groups and organizations out there, the reparations groups and organizations out there, those of us that say that we're sovereign and a nation of our own, or that we're desirous of building a nation of our own, if your program is not talking about land, you are full of it. There's no way we can be talking about having a nation of our own and we're not talking about land. Okay? That's, as Minister Malcolm said back on Queen Nandi, that is the basis of all revolution. Everything that happens in the world happens for the control of the land and the control of the resource. So as we push forward on Black Power Radio, you never do, but we will never bring you on this show to waste your time. You can click on plenty, hundreds of them other shows, and you're going to hear all kind of stuff. You're going to hear people talking about they was clowns in a past life, and another person going to talk about they going to chart you out to the stars, and they really live on a planet above Mars. And another person going to talk about their experience on a Jerry Springer show. Another person going to talk about, you know, how to dress it, whatever. They're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But it's rare and far and in between that you find a show, a radio show, that is talking about organizing the mentally sleep black man and black woman. And so this is that show. We will proudly accept that honor of being that show. But what your duty is now, since we're pushing towards June the 25th, your duty now is to spread the word about this show and to invite your friends and your family to be a part of the show. We want to make Black Power Radio a wholesome show for the black family to sit around and crowd around and get fed and to be debriefed and debunked from the filth and the crap that is put in our minds on a daily basis, on a daily and consistent basis, so that your children can be debunked from Hannah Montana and all of that savagery and the indecency that's on television and on the radio and that they learn at school, and so that you can learn more about yourself and hopefully become a better parent and a better human being. We want all of that for this show. But as we push forward for the 25th, we want all of the organizers to begin to tune in and to begin to report your progress. We will begin to increase these shows. So that we want to ultimately go from Monday through Sunday. Yeah, y'all not going to work me to death, but I'm just saying with different hosts. Monday through Sunday, we want to have Black Power Radio. We want people checking in and talking about what's going on in their city. So make sure that you email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com to find out how to get involved. You can text only 502-299-8530. Or you can hit us up on Facebook at Day of Action, pardon me, National Day of Action page. You got to run those words together. National Day of Action page, and our website is Day of Action Movement. .org. We're black and we're strong and we're bolder than ever. You tell everybody that you know June the 25th, we are following up to our demands from April the 23rd and on into the future. I'm your brother and your soldier in arms and your comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. Happy to be able to talk to you, but now signing off with Black Power, Freedom of Death, and Power to the People.